two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. KSL News Time now, 6:30.
Downtown, it's 30 degrees.
Big delays on 215, Bangor Highway, and 56 West because of crashes. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
President Trump hits the road after the impeachment announcement.
KSL's top national stories this hour with Sean Michael Lyle live at the KSL National News Desk.
Well, Amanda, President Trump is unfazed by the announcement of articles of impeachment as he rallied in Pennsylvania last night.
Unemployment is at a position. We've never had anything like this. You're so lucky I became your president, Donald.
Well, he noted Democrats agreed to pass the U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement right after announcing impeachment articles. The House Judiciary Committee today debates sending those articles to the full House. It's considered likely and, if passed, would lead to a Senate trial after the first of the year. Democrat Senator Dick Durbin promises
we will be dignified, orderly, and show mutual respect.
Senate Republicans are suggesting a quick trial with no witnesses called. More than 800 Saudi military training in the classrooms around the U.S. are grounded. The Pentagon says they are halting flights for the students after Friday's shooting at Naval Air Station Pensacola. The Saudis will still be allowed to attend class, and that shooting was inside a base classroom. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
Let's go in depth on that right now. Potential impeachment trial in the Senate will take place after the new year.
ABC News correspondent Ben Siegel is live on the scene at the U.S. Capitol with more. What kind of a trial do we expect? Does Majority Leader Mitch McConnell decide what that will look like?
The short answer is no. McConnell definitely controls his conference, the Senate Republican conference. But when it comes down to what the contours of this trial will be, whether or not there will be any witnesses, it's possible that goes up to a vote on the floor of the Senate. And we know there are several Republicans, Mitt Romney from Utah. We have Susan Collins from Maine, people who could possibly want to see a longer trial, could want to hear from witnesses that could vote with Democrats in any votes on witnesses. So at this point, that seems to be the hope of Senate Republican leadership, that this is a potentially a shorter trial, but it's not clear that that will actually be the case when it all shakes out.
That would put McConnell a bit at odds with the president, who at least publicly has said he wants witnesses to be called, would it not?
That's right, and that's they've had questions over the length of this trial, as you've alluded to, and about witnesses. The president has increasingly seen the Senate, led by Republicans, as the best forum to air his defense, as he believes that he did nothing wrong in these events that Democrats have now found impeachable. He wants a trial with live witnesses on the Senate floor, and McConnell and some Senate Republicans do not want that to happen. So it's unclear how that will shake out, but one thing is for certain, and that's that Republicans in the Senate and not the White House will ultimately decide what happens on the Senate floor.
And then once the trial begins, it's in the hands of the Chief Justice. He is the one who decides what is relevant and what is not. Is he not?
Chief Justice John Roberts will be sitting, presiding over the Senate, and he will be the one, as you said, calling the balls and strikes here. What is admissible, what isn't, who can be called as a witness, whether certain evidence can be admitted into the court for the Senate to review. And he is very concerned and about the reputation of the Supreme Court to make sure the body doesn't appear overly partisan. So expect that to be on his mind as he considers some of these requests that could arise in the Senate trial between Democrats and the president's legal team.
Boy, Ben, the thing that sticks out to me are all the political calculations that are going on with all of these decisions. It was not lost on many that yesterday, even though we got two articles of impeachment, one for abuse of power and one for obstruction of Congress, there was no bribery in there, which bribery was almost in every question that was asked in the inquiry phase. And now you've got the Republicans who are trying to decide how to walk that fine line with how long this thing would be and what the impacts might be leading into the 2020 election.
And there was something else in those articles of impeachment that we didn't see, and that was any mention of the obstruction of the Mueller investigation, which we know many Democrats, including the chairman of the Judiciary Committee and others, were interested in seeing in those eventual articles of impeachment. But again, it all comes down to the politics of it. For Democrats, the question became not how many articles of impeachment can we write up, but how many can we pass through the House. And they decided on a more narrow focus on Ukraine, on the Ukraine episode between Trump and the president of Ukraine and that phone call and the withholding of military aid. They believe that is the strongest case that they can present in the Senate and to the American people. And they also think it's the case which they can get the most votes for from Democrats and the most support from on the House floor next week.
We'll be following it closely, and we thank you for your reports. Ben, ABC News correspondent Ben Siegel with us live from the U.S. Capitol this morning.
We're following breaking news also on KSL News Radio. Firefighters right now are on the scene of a major water leak at a Smith's distribution warehouse in Layton. First responders are there along North Sugar Street right now. We're told a water leak may also be causing a significant ammonia leak this hour. We're gathering details as we speak, and we'll break in immediately with any updates on Utah's morning news.
In other news this morning, a Utah woman ended up in the hospital after buying hair dye from the grocery store. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live in the KSL 24-hour news center with more, Mary.
Amanda, first her scalp was burned bright red, and then it scabbed over and oozed infection, and then her eyes and face became swollen. Amanda Ortega figures that she had an allergic reaction or something to the hair dye.
It's been years. I just dye it the same color, but this is the first time that I've used the box dye.
She was in the hospital three different times for treatment. Then she looked at the box and saw that it had expired in September 2017. She bought it at a Smith's in Magna. The store says they have spoken with her, a claim has been filed, and they take these matters seriously. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Boy, everybody I know that has seen the movie, A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood, has loved it. And an anonymous donor is paying for an entire town in Iowa to go see the new movie about Mr. Rogers. The movie arrives next week in Webster City. The manager of a theater there, Ann McLaughlin, told TV station KCCI that they usually struggle to remain open but are now bracing for a packed crowd.
Everywhere I go, people are like, is it true? Is somebody really going to pay for everybody to come to the movie?
They bought out eight nights at the theater. The donor said the reason behind the gift is to encourage people to be more like his hero, Mr.
That's
Rogers.
Wonderful.